Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Jameer. How may I help you?
Yes, I have some charges on my debit card that I did not purchase.
Okay, yes, ma'am. If you could please provide me your zip code, I'll be able to pull up that account for you.
My zip code is 85304.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Give me 1 second while it loads the accounts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. May you provide me with your personal last name, please, ma'am?
Deborah Matheny.
Can you repeat that again, ma'am?
Deborah Matheny.
Okay. Okay, yes, ma'am, I did find that account. And may you verify the address on this account for me for security purposes?
5120 West Surrey Avenue, Glendale, Arizona.
Okay.
83304.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, so it looks like here back on November 12th, you ordered a spy cam. Is that correct, ma'am?
Yep.
But
I don't know where the $49.97 is coming from.
Yes, ma'am. Did you, on that campaign, whenever you ordered that, did you by chance get to read their terms and conditions before ordering it?
No, because it was a thing saying that I get a survey, okay, and all I had to do is pay for the shipping and handling.
Shipping and handling, yes, ma'am. So it looks like in their terms and conditions, it stated that if you whenever you ordered this, and if you didn't cancel within the next 48 hours, that you would be enrolled into an online gadget store. And with that subscription, you will receive a $125 gift card each month you are enrolled.
No, I didn't sign up for that. I did not sign up for anything. All I did was send in the $7.45 for the shipping and handling. That's all I was getting.
Yes, ma'am. That campaign, they enrolled you when you
did that
service?
I don't know what campaign what campaign are you talking about?
Ma'am, I'm not sure. It's the campaign you ordered the spy cam from.
No, I was in my emails, and it asked me to do a survey. I did a survey, and then they come back saying, okay, this is what you pick from this, all these things here. Pick what you want, and all you have to do is pay for the shipping and handling.
And did you read their terms and conditions?
Of what?
On that survey to win the item, their terms and conditions?
And no, I did the survey just... And then they said, this is what I get to pick from.
Yes, ma'am, I understand that, but it was
no,
in their terms.
No, you don't understand, because I'm paying $49.97 for something that I only supposed to pay $7.45 for.
Yes, ma'am, and I'm giving you the reason you're paying that, because on that survey, whoever you did it for, they enrolled.
No, I didn't do it. No, I did not enroll in anything. And
they
enrolled you,
ma'am.
How can they enroll me in something I don't know about?
Because it's stated in their terms and conditions, that long
I don't know
paragraph
what, sir,
that
I did not read it. I did not
I,
read any terms and conditions.
I understand that, ma'am. That's why I'm explaining them to you.
Well, I'll just have my bank deal with this, because this is a fraud. This is fraud. I don't know how you look at it.
Okay,
but,
ma'am. Do you at least want the account canceled so you won't be billed anymore?
I want it canceled, and I'm going to be refunded for the money. The 2 months that I was charged for.
Okay. Let's see what I can do about that refund. Give me 1 second, ma'am.
Thank you.
Okay, ma'am. It looks like I can give you a 35% refund on that, on those 3 months.
No, I'll just deal with my bank. They'll deal with you guys.
Ma'am?
Yes.
What did you say, ma'am?
I said I'm just going to let my bank deal with it, because this is fraud. I'm going to get more than 35% back. I want my money back.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
I want my account canceled also.
Yes, ma'am. Oh, yes, ma'am. I have to process the refund before I can cancel it first. Well, that's if you want the refund. Oh,
yeah,
well,
I want my refund.
Yes, ma'am.
I want my refund. All I was supposed to be paying was $7.45. That's all I was supposed to be paying.
Yes, ma'am, I understand it. But that's why I kept asking, did you read their terms and conditions?
No, there was no terms and conditions, because I wasn't applying for anything else.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, give me 1 second. Bear with me, ma'am. I'm trying to see if I can get this last refund issued to you. Give me 1 second. Okay, ma'am, you should see those refunds in the next 3 to 5 business days. So no later than next Tuesday.
And it should be what, $99.94?
Give me 1 second, let me see. It was $49.97. Okay, give me 1 second, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
40. And it'll be $149.91.
All right. And I'll be getting that when?
In the next 3 to 5 business days.
Okay,
149? Mm-hmm.
How much? That's it? 149 what?
$1.91.
91 cents. All right, thank you. And I should be getting in the next 5 days?
3 to 5 business days. Business days.
All right. And please cancel this account.
Yes, ma'am. That's what I was trying to get to next. Would you like the cancellation number?
Yes, I do.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I just have to get everything documented, and I'll be right back with that cancellation number. Give me one second.
Thank you.
Okay, ma'am. Are you ready for that cancellation number?
Yes, sir.
It is C, as in cat, 258-765-422.
Okay. So it's C, 258-765-422.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, ma'am, and thank you for calling customer service. You have a great rest of your day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, ma'am. Bye-bye.